It's challenging times we live in. Can you say amen? You know, that's I just don't understand it sometimes. We are commanded to love one another, and we need to do that. But we don't always have to fellowship with them, but we got to love them. We might always don't understand different cultures and the things. Oh, it's such. But they are children of God. Everybody in this world has a relationship with God. Now, whether they want to accept it or claim it, that's something to them. But God created the heavens and the earth. And then he created humans to have dominion over the earth. Did you know that God created all the races? That's why we got in China, they're sort of like yellow skinned. And we got Native American Indians that are red skinned. And we got olive skinned people in the Middle East. And we got, God knew what he was doing. And he created all the races. So how can you be racist if God created all the races? Because he loves them all. It's a word that's been tossed around for the last, oh, I don't know how many years, a long time. You know, and nobody wants to be called racist. It's one of those kind of words that hurt. Whether you're yellow, whether you're red, or whether you're black, or whether you're white, you know, you don't want to be called a racist. It just conjures up some nasty stuff. Racism is the ugly human tendency to fear or hate someone because of their color or culture, as I say. It's different from our own. Although the Old Testament includes warning against mixing with foreign nations, the emphasis was on purity of worship, not racial hatred. The New Testament is very clear and teaches that all races are created by God and that Christ has died for all, regardless of race or culture. The Samaritans, they were seen as half-breeds, hated by the Jews in Jesus' day, but Jesus went out of his way to have a life changing conversation with that sinful Samaritan woman. And in John 4:4-9, she said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Because God loved us all. The despised Samaritan came along when there was somebody laying on the ground, and he was confounded by his people because he stopped to help this sinner laying along the road. And they didn't understand what the Samaritan people were. And this particular Samaritan, Jesus talked about in one of his parables, the parable of the Good Samaritan. He became a hero in Jesus' parables. So regardless of race, sex, and background, we need the presence of Christ in our life. So regardless, the presence of God. You know, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29, it clearly states that there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all Christians and you all are one in Jesus Christ. I like what Alveda King, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, she says that, you know, we all bleed the same blood. We need to learn something from that. Amen. Well, we thank you and we hope and pray that you're all doing well. I don't know of any prayer requests specifically except for Patsy. She's still recovering. She got a good report at Dr. Bellamy's the other day about her shoulder and her arm, and she's moving around pretty good. And I'm not sure of too many of other specific prayer requests. But we do need to pray for one another, and we need to lift up one another. So, Father, I thank and praise you for this time together. I thank you for the opportunity to do these little online services and this new segment that we added, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I'm like everybody, Lord, I got a lot of thoughts, and I certainly need a lot of prayer. So we pray a special prayer for healing, not only in our community, in our country, and in our world. We pray for our leaders, as we're commanded to do. And a lot of these things we don't understand, Lord. Give us the wisdom, the grace, and the love to be able to understand. But more importantly, Lord, we just hang on to that blessed hope. And I always, you know, in a roundabout way, said, when I get to be king, I'm going to fix all this. But I think I'll just defer to the King of Kings. Amen. When the disciples saw Jesus went off an awful lot, they didn't understand exactly what was going on. They'd been with him for 3 years, and they knew that he did a lot of things for his own personal edification. But he went off a lot. And one day they said, Lord, what do you do when you go off like that? He says, I talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah, it's called prayer. And they said, well, would you teach us to pray? And Jesus said to use this as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we prayed the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for letting me just share my thoughts and different things. And I hope that this little talk can kind of maybe just encourage you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.